Hello guys, welcome to the first episode of Undefeated, and this is a new show. Last year we had two managers, this year we have Undefeated. We have four new dudes. You know, you guys might have recognized me from last year. I was on the show as well with Corbin and all of them. But this year we got a new cast, new faces, and we're going to be talking about some more stuff and get into more detail about all the sports that we know. Denver Creek, more, talk about more. My name is Chris Jun, and I have next to me is Noah Grams.
What's up, y'all?
To my right over here, we got my football guy, George.
What's up?
And to my left, we got Reed over here, the baseball boo.
What's good, y'all?
All right, so the first topic we're going to talk about is we got Timber Creek sports, obviously. You know, football starting August 30th is the first game. And, George, you're on JV, right? And
yeah.
So you know about Coach Golden, how he's going to prepare you guys for this game. So what is he kind of like? What's, like, kind of like the workouts and, like, the mindset he's putting into you guys to get you ready for this game?
Well, I think, you know, right now we're preparing for the scrimmage versus Evermean, which I think we're going to do a good job. And then, you know, it's all out against Rockwall. I mean, we're excited to be playing at home, which is nice. I mean, he's just going through, you know, he's really working with the secondary, making sure we got all the calls, because Rockwall's going to probably play a spread offense. But, you know, making sure we're all congealing as a team. I think we're going to at least make a little run at the playoffs.
Okay, I like it. So we got varsity coming up on the 30th. You know, everyone knows our, Eric has graduated from high school, and he's going
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yep. And so now we got a new team. You know, Blake Irving is now the starter of the team. Gage is going to be the starting quarterback. And so, Noah, in your opinion, what is the weakness of this Timber Creek team, in your opinion?
Ah, man. Weakness? With Eric gone, we have Blake, and he's a really good running back. But we can't rely on him as much as we did last year. With Eric gone, we have a more open field to throw to.
Well, the thing is, they have started putting Blake as a wideout. Like, wideout some of the time and halfback some of the time. So I think that with a dual running threat with Blake sometimes, and then we have new guy, running back AJ, which is a lot more of a, you know, Blake's a power back. AJ's a shifty back, almost like a Le'Veon Bell kind of type. And I think maybe the dual back there could really help us.
Yeah, I can see Blake being a receiving back, because I think he could be, well, sort of like a Theoretic-esque type of back.
For the Lions.
Yeah.
So we know that the defense, a lot of seniors graduated last year. You know, secondary wasn't even good anyway. You know, Henry, I think, is going to be the star of that defense, in my opinion, but we have to see about that. So the pass rush, you know, for Timber Creek last year was decent. You know, we had our best defensive player graduate last year. Do you think the pass rush is going to be an issue this year for Timber Creek?
Pass rush, I mean, we have a decent defensive line. We got a couple guys coming back, especially at the DN position, that are going to be at least solid. I'm more worried about, you know, we have some undersized guys at the defensive positions, especially because, you know, we have David and Kessler are the two linebackers. And if a huge guy, huge lineman comes up, you know, I don't know exactly if they're going to be able to do the things that they want to do. You know, Noah was at least really, you know, he could get out to the edge. He could do everything. But I don't know how our linebackers are going to be as good this year.
All right, so it's probably going to be it here for the Timber Creek football.
Yeah.
All right, so moving into NFL, we had the Ravens and Colts play last night. You know, we got to see Lamar Jackson. We got to see Andrew Luck play. Andrew Luck got sacked twice during an interception. And so I'm going to move it to you, Noah. So, you know, with Lamar Jackson and Joe Flacco, you know, the fight for a starting spot. Do you think Lamar Jackson has a chance to get the starting spot?
Oh, definitely. I definitely do. Joe Flacco, he's out of his prime. He's going to retire within the next few years, if not at the end of this season, honestly. So I feel Lamar Jackson, by Game 3, could have the starting spot for the Ravens.
Although I didn't see a lot from him last night that really showed me he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, you saw him scrambling out of everywhere. He made one good throw into the back of the end zone. But he was like, before that drive, that touchdown drive, he was like 3-for-10, and he cannot sit in the pocket, which I think is going to be a problem for him. And I think that Joe Flacco, at least last night, showed that he still has some of what he can do. And I don't think Lamar Jackson can start this year, but maybe in a couple years.
Yeah, I give Lamar Jackson a few years. I'll give it like 2 years until he's starting.
It's just all depending on how Flacco does. If, like,
exactly.
If Flacco struggles and the Ravens go 0-3 to start the year, definitely they're going to go, okay, yeah, let's get our young guy up there and see what he can do.
The one problem with the Ravens is they don't have a lot of offensive weapons. I mean, they never have. What, their starting running back is a guy named Alex Collins? Who knows who Alex Collins is? Like, he really didn't show a lot at all last year. And they're starting wide. I mean, they picked up a wide receiver in the first round this year. But other than that, they don't. They have a lot of, like, backup guys. They picked up a tight end, Hayden Hurst. But he's, like a 30-year-old rookie because he was a pitcher in the MLB. But, I mean, I don't know what weapons they're going to actually have to be able to go out and produce.
So, yeah, I think for me, I think Joe Flacco is going to be starting for about at least, I'm going to give it 12 weeks in the season. I think he's going to be the starter for this season. I think Lamar Jackson will get the start later in the season when Joe Flacco is struggling like he usually does because he's not elite. Anyway, so, yeah, I think Lamar Jackson will win the starting spot, but I don't think this year. So, wait,
do y'all think John Harbaugh will be Ravens coach much longer?
No, he's not. He's
gonna he's going to be out soon?
I think give it he's going to be out soon. After his Super Bowl season, he hasn't done a lot. And remember, this is it's not a great division in the AFC North. You know, you have the powerhouse of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Ben Bell, Brown, and others. I mean, Juju looked great, and so didn't the rookie James Washington. And then you have the Browns, which are on the rise. Got a bunch of players this offseason, including Tyrod Taylor, and one of the best wide receivers in the league in Jus Landry. But other than that,
he's
gonna
throw my boy Mayfield under the.
I don't think Baker's gonna.
As a Texas fan, I'm cool with that. Keep throwing him under the bus. No recognition.
I don't like Baker's attitude. You know, I don't. I think he could be a good quarterback if he, you know, keeps.
If
his
he, you
cool.
know, zips it up a little
but,
bit.
I mean, yeah. But the Bengals are absolute garbage, and so I don't know where the Ravens are going to fall.
On Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, really?
Andy Dalton could be elite.
He could be elite if maybe he, like, took steroids. But other than that, I don't see. He has a good arm, and he doesn't have bad accuracy. It's all up here for him. He does not have the football IQ others do. And he only has, like, one playmaker in A.J. Green, and that's about it.
All right. So next segment we're going to talk about here is we're talk about the Buffalo Bills. You know, A.J. McCarron breaking his collarbone. And now Josh Allen's right behind him.
Well, did you see a report this morning? Apparently he didn't break it, and he'll be back to play the next game. He's not going to be starting, but he actually didn't break it.
All right, cool. Good reporting. So who do you think is going to win that starting job now since A.J. McCarron's good again? You know, A.J. McCarron, or you think Josh Allen's going to take
it? I think it's going to be A.J. McCarron. I did not like Josh Allen coming out of the draft. He has a great arm, I'll give him that. But his accuracy problems is what's going to kill him. I liked A.J. McCarron coming out of Alabama. I think that he definitely, you know, A.J. McCarron should get the starting spot to start it off. But Josh Allen, I mean, I can't get past the accuracy.
Well, my thing is, A.J. McCarron, to me, is a second-string quarterback. He's not, like, who is this guy?
He's always been.
So, like, for me, Josh Allen, yes, I think A.J. McCarron's going to start the first few games. But, you know, let's see how Josh Allen does. He's going to start preseason week 3 for them.
Yeah,
so let's see how he does.
Chad Henne started preseason week 3 for the Jaguars last season, and we saw how that ended. So Blake Bortles was starting week 1. So I don't know if that means too much.
And I'm not saying it's going to mean he's going to start week 1, but I'm just saying I think Josh Allen's going to start sooner than later than most people think.
Yeah, I agree.
And everyone's thinking Josh Allen's going to be a bust in the NFL. I have a lot of hope. I actually really liked him coming into the draft, him at Wyoming. So
he's too cocky. He's going to get to him someday. He's going to.
Okay, yeah, sure? I would agree with
that.
I don't
think Josh Allen's that cocky. I think Josh Rosen's cocky.
Okay,
I think
Josh Rosen. But Josh Rosen also has better accuracy, and I think he's a little bit better up here. But I do not like the cockiness there from Josh Rosen.
Rosen was a fantastic quarterback at UCLA. He has every reason to be cocky, but you got to.
Yeah, but then again, because he was so cocky and so up, you know, so far up his own butthole, he was picked 10th, and he was the fourth quarterback taken.
All right, moving on to some breaking news. I mean, it's kind of breaking, like yesterday. Adrian Peterson signs with the Redskins. Noah, good fit?
I think so. I mean, honestly, I thought Adrian Peterson would be done by now. I think he still has 1 to 2 last seasons in him, but I don't know. I don't know how much he has left in him.
Firstly, for me, he should have came to the Patriots. He would have got a ring easily. You know, I said we would have beat Philadelphia this year because, you know, Nick Foles, it was just a one-year thing. And I think we go win the one.
Honestly, you probably think Dez should go to the Patriots.
No, Dez should go.
You think everyone should go to the Patriots.
Dez should go to the Browns. Dez should go to the Browns for sure.
Yeah, Dez.
So everybody you don't like gets to go to the Browns. Anybody you do like gets to go to the Patriots.
Yes, exactly. If the Browns got Dez Bryant, Jarvis Landry, and Josh Gordon, if he can actually stay off the weed, then I think they'll be a good team.
I mean, I think the AP thing, he's definitely old, but, you know, with the injury to Darius Geist, the second round back, which I think was an absolute steal in the second round, I think, you know, what, they got Fat Rob Kelly, and is there any other running backs there?
Pretty much not.
Let me grow on that point of the injuries. Do we really need the preseason anymore?
No, we don't need it.
Because isn't it just an excuse for players to get injured? I mean, you could have a few scrimmage games to prove who's going to be your starters. You don't need a 4 week long essential mini tournament to determine who's going to start for you.
And it doesn't mean anything.
It really means nothing.
And I hate the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't like the Hall of Fame game either, because that's just an extra preseason game where more guys could get hurt.
Well, I understand the Hall of Fame game because it's for like the tradition, but yeah, I can see your point.
I think the Hall of Fame game, maybe they need to, and you know how the Pro Bowl is struggling. Maybe the Pro Bowl should be the new Hall of Fame game. Like, they put it in the Canton, so then maybe they get double the, you know.
Yeah,
and
I can see that.
It.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to, you know, we got a bunch of new teams who signed a lot of players, especially the Rams. The Rams banned a lot of players. So my thing is, who's your early favorite to win the Super Bowl this season?
So early. I don't know if I can make that. I have the Steelers going pretty far.
The Steelers.
For the NFC, I want to see how the Vikings do with Kirk Cousins. I don't know. That's a wild card team for me, but they could go pretty far because I like Kirk Cousins. I think he's a middle to top tier quarterback in the same vein as Matt Stafford.
And he's so better than what the Redskins treated him as.
Yeah, no, the Redskins treated him like trash.
You like that?
See, the thing with Kirk Steelers Cousins is, I think it's just the defense is always going to destroy them. You know, they gave up 51 points in the preseason. Last year, they just got destroyed by the Jaguars by Blake Bortles. That's kind of embarrassing if you ask me.
But, you know, I think Green Bay is always, with Aaron Rodgers being healthy, they're always a safe bet.
When your best corner is Archie Burns, you know you're bad. Like, that's, you know, saying Ryan Shazier kind of held that defense up, and now you can just see
it. The Steelers' best cornerback is Joe Hayden, then Artie Burns.
Joe Hayden is washed up, and that's a fact.
Actually, yeah. If you watched him last year before he got hurt, he was a decent corner, and he didn't do as bad. And I actually don't mind Artie Burns. It's the linebackers where we've lost Shazier. We have Vince Williams, who wasn't terrible, and then who else? We signed John Bostic, who is not good, and then we have Tyler Matakevich, and he's not really that good either. And then we have a safety. I mean, we have Sean Davis as safety in the strong safety position, but I mean, I did not like the first round draft pick of Terrell Davis. I don't know where he's going to fit in that defense.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I think Sean Davis might have the potential to be a top 10, maybe. Like, if he just develops his play recognition and his zone coverage, I think he'll be a pretty good player.
The thing is, he drops his head, and with the new rule about dropping your head, I think the teams are going to get in a lot of trouble.
Man, that new rule is just...
Let's move on to that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous because at any point of leading with your head, whenever you make a tackle, you're going to lead with your head. It's common sense. Whenever you hit someone, you're leading with your head. Yeah. It's not like you're going to have your legs flying up forward. you're going to be leaning in. So they can call that foul on pretty much every tackle.
I think it's hypocritical because running backs can lean their head into you, so how are you supposed to tackle, in my opinion? I think it's just stupid.
Yeah, I coach little kids for football, and everybody is leading with their we teach them to go down, lead with your head, and try and hit them with the shoulder. But you know that people are going to – you're not going to be able to take the head out of the game of football.
Pete Carroll in Seattle, and when he coached at USC for a long time that he did coach at USC, he and his defensive coordinators mostly Pete Carroll, teach the players how to tackle a different way. They kind of lead with their shoulder to where they can, like, force the, they can, like, shift their balance with from one shoulder to another. I don't know if y'all have noticed that with the Seahawks, but
I've noticed it, yeah.
But they picking, they kind of go like that so they can avoid penalties.
Okay, yeah, but if you remember Cam Chancellor, he was the, always the one to lead with his head, and that's why they called him Bam Bam Cam, because he's going to blow you up.
Yeah, but with the, I think what they're worried about are these, like, open field tackles where it's a running back running through the middle. Let's say there's a safety or middle linebacker. They're running through. They don't want that one big item going to another big item leading with the head. This is just another concussion protocol thing.
Sure, sure it is, and it's always the fear of concussions, but it's just instinct to lead with your head when you tackle.
It's instinct.
Like, you could train all you want to lead with your shoulder, but it's instinctive. If you're one-on-one, you're most likely going to lead with your head.
And with the running, like, we all were, they're penalizing the defensive players, but why are running backs not getting penalized for putting their head down, which is what they're taught to do, and going into the linebacker?
I think the NFL has been really paranoid about concussions. I would say ever since Junior Seau killed himself.
Like, well, I think they've been paranoid for a long time, especially with the rise from non-sports people and medical, especially, what was that movie with Will Smith, Concussion?
Concussion, yeah.
Yeah, ever since that book was written and all that.
It's a great movie.
Yeah,
that was.
It's great. It is a good movie. I have to give Will Smith. He's a great actor. But I just fear that we are entering the stage of, I don't know, I just feel like we are too concerned about, we're more concerned about people's health than them making a living. Like, these guys know what they signed up for. They know there's going to be injuries. When you're a kid and you play football, you know you're going to be hit. Parents know this. So, I get you want to make the game safer, but don't change the game from what it is. It's a brutal game. Mm-hmm. It's grown men beating the crap out of each other. Thanks. So,
and the thing
don't try to change the game. You can make it safer, but with this rule, you're fundamentally changing how the game is supposed to be played.
Exactly.
Maybe protect, like, more padding in the helmets. Maybe develop the technology, not the play.
Yeah. The other thing is that most people think about concussions as guys going in, like safeties and linebackers going in for the tackle. But a lot of concussions happen at the line. You have one humongous 300-pound, 6'4 lineman going into another 300-pound, 6-foot lineman. And that clash is what's going to hurt people, you know. And people don't think about that. It's the clash. Football was made to be. It's not like our coaches, even Coach Golden especially says this. This is not a contact sport. This is a collision sport. Okay? You are running head to head. You are going to go smack somebody, and that's your job.
Yeah, exactly. So that's actually perfectly put. I can't follow up with that.
Good I think job. You hit it on the head, George.
All right, let's
no
go
on to the
basketball.
Warriors all the way.
All right, let's move on to basketball because, you know, who doesn't like basketball?
Warriors all the way.
All right, so we got a bunch of teams now. We got the Warriors.
Let's go Warriors.
I'm going to leave. All right, so we got a bunch of teams now. We got the Warriors. You're ruining the NBA completely. You know, you got
the East is the only interesting
players wanted
conference
to go to the Warriors.
Out of only
hey
two
guys,
sentences.
Guys, I got breaking news. Antonio Brown and the whole Steelers roster.
Hey, guys, I got breaking news. Antonio Brown and the whole Steelers roster has been signed
so
to the
Bucks,
Warriors.
Celtics,
for
a minimum league extension.
So Noah and Reed and George.
So we got the Bucks, you got the Celtics, and you got pretty much a ton of teams in the East. So
Boston
Noah
Celtics.
And Reed and
especially
George,
if you got Kyrie Irving healthy.
Who you think is going to win the East?
I got the Celtics. I mean, Ben Simmons said that they're aiming for the Celtics.
I got the Celtics.
The
46ers.
I
mean,
Ben
Simmons said that they're aiming for the
Celtics. 46ers. You got to add 30 to that.
46ers. I got the Celtics. Whatever. 76ers.
76ers.
46ers.
49.
Yeah, I think the Celtics are
going to
take it easy.
76ers.
I'm upset worse. Anyway. So, yeah, I think the Celtics are going to take it easy.
I think it's absolutely going to be the Celtics. Now, the thing is, I want to see how Leonard does with the Raptors.
You think that DeMar
DeRozan and Kawhi Leonard are going to
second round elimination, in my opinion. I think Celtics if 76ers will be in the finals.
Yeah, so I think Celtics, I think so like people are always talking about the process that's going on in the 76ers, you know, all the process, yeah.
I think Stephen A said that already. Because I think Terry Rozier, you got Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and they got a bunch of young stars rising, and you got Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, obviously.
The only problem with the Sixers is I don't know who you give less minutes to. Scary Terry was great in the playoffs last year. I mean, he was so good. I mean, that Celtics roster is going to be hard to beat there.
I think the 76ers would have had a much better chance if they didn't trade Mikal Bridges, because I think he would have fit that offense perfectly. And if they somehow got Paul George, because Paul George and Mikal Bridges together on that offense next to Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, I think it's like the perfect lineup for them. Because he got two 3-and-D players, you know, Paul George, he doesn't want to say he's a 3-and-D player, but he basically is, except he's able to drive in. I think that would have fit Ben Simmons a lot more.
The thing is, Ben Simmons is more of a game manager than he is a point scorer, I think. I mean, he wasn't the greatest point scorer. He did have a pretty good, I don't know if you want to call it rookie season. But,
Donovan Mitchell should have won. He got snubbed.
I think Donovan Mitchell, I love Don. I mean, I think Donovan Mitchell is going to be one of the guys that's going to stay up there. I don't know if he's going to average as many points as he did, but I think he's going
to drop. I'm waiting. Yeah, he's going to have a sophomore slump. But
LeVar will shut his mouth. Lonzo could be a really good player.
But if LeVar will shut his mouth, Lonzo could be a really good player.
Yeah, I think he would have been a good player, but just all the pressure.
He's a pure passer.
Yeah. That's what
I mean.
Good.
He's like, Rondo.
I mean, it's not like he's a bad player. Like, people got to understand. He's taller, which is facts. Good. Like, he's like, he's like a Rondo kind of to me. Like, he doesn't have the size. Like, he's taller, which is good.
He can rebound.
If he didn't have that janky shot, he would be so much better. He's good in the paint, but you get him in a mid-range or a three-point, you're not going to be able to score against elite defenders when you're bringing the ball over here.
Yeah.
I think personally, LeBron's going to help him with three-ball shots.
And I think Rondo is going to be a great mentor. I mean, he said he's going over specifically to mention Lonzo.
I think Lonzo will start at the beginning of the year, and then depending on how he does.
I think Rondo will start just because that's the free agent signing.
That's going to be one of the guys that they signed.
True, but Lonzo, I mean, Rondo says I think he's going over there to do whatever is needed.
He says that. That's what he's actually going to do.
Exactly.
I think he's willing to take a pride. I think at the beginning, Rondo will be starting, but I think if Rondo starts over, people are going to want to see Lonzo, and he needs to be traded to another team. Lonzo needs to be traded.
LeVar
is just, you know.
I think LeVar is just, you know, LeVar. I mean, I have to give him respect for being a dad because he truly does care about his kids, but at the same time, it's like, who's mom on, I forget his Kevin Durant's mom or somebody just went off and on. Yeah, I can't remember who it was. Who's mother it was. And, but it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid who's not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid. You're not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid. You're not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid. You're not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid. You're not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid. You're not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid. You're not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situations. As a parent, you're there to support your kid. You're not there to make waves. But it's one of the same situ
kind of moment right there.
All right, so you know, last season we got James Harden who won MVP. Finally, about time. He should at least have two. All right,
so
now,
you know, last season we got James Harden.
Oh, come on! No, I'm gonna stop you there.
Hold on!
No!
Harden is.
Did Harden average a triple double?
Did Harden win? Without Harden, I don't think the Rockets would have been in games.
But
no,
the year that Westbrook won MVP.
Without Harden, I don't think
where was Harden in the playoffs? When did he get elected?
It's not about playoffs. It's about regular season. Who cares about playoffs when it comes to MVP?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Westbrook was undeniably the best player that year, and to say that he didn't deserve it is just completely, completely.
Harden should have won.
Didn't deserve it.
Okay, who was on the team?
He did it. Harden should have won.
Okay, Westbrook. Who was on the team
I mean, I'm not going to say that because Andre Roberson is pretty good.
Who else was
Big Joel Oladipo? He's up in Dallas.
Yeah, Oladipo was only a star last year. He didn't do a lot, I don't think.
I just like the triple-double stat.
Harden doesn't play a lot of defense.
Okay, he has a lot of triple doubles. In the majority of those, they did not win the game.
Harden played really well in the Warriors.
I think Russell Westbrook made that team like double. All the players are worse because Victor Oladipo, as soon as he left the Thunder, he averaged 23 points a game.
So you're saying that Westbrook kind of has the Kobe effect.
Bench player off to the Thunder.
He went to the Pacers. I'm not saying that's Russell Westbrook's problem, but I'm saying
on that team, but like you know, Carmelo Anthony had down here. I'm not saying that's Russell Westbrook's fault, but I'm saying he contributed a little bit more. Nope, I don't know. Yeah. Paul George might have the same effect. All right, so that should be the end of the show here. Thank you guys for tuning in here on TCFM. Have a good show. We're going to be coming twice every single week. You know, we have the A Day show. We're going to talk about pro sports. This group right here, we got the B Day show with college and Timber Creek as well. No, you want to sign off? Nothing. All right, thanks.